Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Game Slackers on 101.5 UMFM.
Video games.
Video games. That's what we talk about here on this particular show.
UMFM video games. It's not a real station.
It would be cool if it was, though.
Yeah, To be honest, I bet you somebody, like, that's too generic. We would have to pay really big money for it.
Somewhere out there ought to be, like, a radio station that's just 24/7 video games, a different genre every show.
What? Oh, could they just talk about them?
There'd be, like, solid hour of fighting games, one hour of RPGs.
Megan, what? I'm sure you can curate that in some sort of, like, Spotify, YouTube playlist, 100%.
Yeah,
like, 100%.
Yeah, but it wouldn't be on the radio.
Okay.
Which is accessible to all.
Okay.
Yes. All right. So, yeah, we talk video games here and...
All those who have a radio.
Everybody has... Well, when the internet is down and computers are gone, radio will be the last standing means of communication.
Wow. Thankfully, you'll be able to listen to this until radio waves are dead. Thanks, Megan.
We'll have a Fallout situation where I'll be like Three Dog and playing my video game.
Three Dog?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know what that is.
He was a DJ
in
the Fallout universe.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
And he played all that music and instigated, you know,
I have no
revolution.
Idea. Is this Footloose, but in Fallout universe?
Kind of.
I bet it is. Like, Fallout doesn't. Which Fallout was it, Megan? Three? Yeah, it sounds about right.
Yeah.
They don't have that original of stuff. Why not take it from something else? This is fine.
No Kevin Bacon, though.
There's
Kevin that looks like bacon.
Okay.
All right, so we play video games, and we've been playing Pikiniku.
Okay, I've been playing it.
I played a little bit of it with you.
Several weeks ago. Yes. And I played more of it recently.
You finished it,
yes.
Did you not?
I beat it. I beat the story mode because it has a two-player / multi. No, it's a co-op mode, 100%, right?
It is.
Or maybe you could play it with your... I don't know if you could play it by yourself. I kind of think you maybe could... Because it's just a matter of using both of the Joy-Cons. But anyways, I digress. Pikuniku is a little game. It's very cute. I've been sort of watching it for a while because I don't know. It looked interesting. It definitely reminded me of Katamari and sort of the style. And I'm down for that style. Please give me games that look like this.
I was also struck that it looked kind of like Locoroco?
A little bit. Like, I see where you get the idea. I would say similar color in terms of, like, how there's a red guy and a orange guy in the co-op mode. I think they're appropriately named Piku and Niku. But the story mode goes, you are the beast. And I'll just describe the character because it's pretty simple. It's not like I'm describing Mario, although people know what he looks like now, hopefully, mostly. But Piku is a round ball with legs and black eyes, and he's all red.
Yep. He's pretty straightforward.
It's a cute design. Like, despite being extremely simple, it's enjoyable. It's pretty unique, like... The legs are what it does. Like, you can also roll around as a ball. It's a nice little game. Like, I think the text is really good. Like, there's lots of interactions between the main character and there's a bunch of little villagers, and they're all kind of weird shapes, right?
I would say they're kind of seed-shaped.
Yeah, well, one is definitely, there's like a forest... There's a farmland, I guess, and then there's sort of the mine/ocean area where the worms are. And that's sort of the last area. And it's very cute. Like, it's funny. Like, Yeah.
It's also sort of dystopian, is it not?
Yeah, 100%. Like, so the main plot is you're the Beast, and you've been sealed away for some reason because people said you're bad. But, like, regardless, you wake up and you go into this, you're in this town, and they're getting their corn taken, but they're getting money for their corn. But at this point, they don't need any more money. Like, they have enough money. They don't, they just, it's just sort of around. And this corporation keeps taking their stuff. And now at this point, they're like, I like corn. We need the corn.
We'll go hungry without the corn.
Yeah. So, like, eventually you are enlisted by a group of rebels in the forest area to take down their, I think they're called Sunshine Incorporated. By Mr. Sunshine, Lord Sunshine, I forget.
Mayor Sunshine?
I don't know. But he runs that. And he has a bunch of robots, and you have to stop the robots. Now, things I didn't like about this game are, like, the controls are a little weird.
They can be. They add definitely a lot of challenge to it, where you got to work with the physics that they've got going on here.
Yeah, I agree. Another thing is that I feel some of it's just the way it's made, like, whatever physics engines they've been using, like, there's a lot of interesting stickiness that the character has and all the characters have. Like, you can roll on them, you can kick other characters, you can sort of stand on top of them. Other characters can, like, ride on top of you. It's very funny. Like, I got that a lot. And it's just, but sometimes it's very frustrating when you're trying to do something. I feel there's a little bit of a lack of, like, what exactly you're supposed to do. Like, it is a bit trial and error, and they do want you to retry. But I feel it's also weird because a lot of the times, like, boss fights, it'll be, like, come back later. And I was like, no, there's no leveling up here I need to do, right? Like, there's none.
It's sort of a false anti-frustration feature where it's like, I got really nowhere else to go except to defeat this boss. What do you mean come back
later? Yeah, that just makes me mad. I just want it to be, like, continue. Like, retry or quit. Like, those are the options. But otherwise, like, there's nothing I dislike about this game, like, other than sort of wonky-ish controls. I like the art style. I really like the music.
The music was really, really cool, I found. I kept getting vibes from different games. That's the thing.
Yeah, interesting, like, what is this? This is a French game? Like,
French and English.
So French, like, English-British?
It's a collaboration.
Yeah. Which is really neat, and also it's kind of weird because Piku Niku, like, when the screen shows up, it has the Japanese for Piku Niku, which I don't know why. Like, I'm going to say maybe because it's very clearly inspired by that, but I'm like, it's kind of like, why do you need... It'd be interesting if it was in French also, but maybe it would be the exact same thing except with some accent somewhere, like... Piku Niku. I don't know.
So, yeah, it's got a lot of little mini puzzles in it as well. Like, you got me to play the dancing game because...
Oh, yeah, because I can't do things unless it's up, down, left, right, or the colors of the PlayStation thing. And I usually love dance stuff or rhythm games, but I would just, like, I'm just suffering here.
And challenges you to get to a certain percentage. You don't need to be perfect, which was nice. You just had to get better than 68%.
Or so. Well, then it lowered it. It lowered it eventually, which was interesting, which makes me think if I kept on trying. Like, I did, granted, I tried, like, twice before, and I was like, ouch, this is tough. But once again, it gives you that option of saying, like, come back later, which I'm like, well, I guess, but I'm not going to, like, level up once again. I'm not going to get better dancing magically. I guess I could memorize that, but I just did not.
Like, practice?
Well,
good
here's the thing.
Practice.
If these came up, like, more in the other game, that's maybe another... Here, okay. There's things I definitely didn't like about this game, and I'm, like, taking back what I said that I liked all of it. There's a bunch of stuff I liked, some I loved, some I really didn't like, which is that I feel it's kind of weird game design where they give me these things like the dancing. There's another basketball thing. There's a bunch of little things that they have that never show up again. And I guess they're supposed to be sort of mini games, but that, I don't know. I wish it was something that I'd use later for, like, the robots, which I had to fight often. Like, that was sort of a thing. And usually in video games, you know, they have, you know, you learn the newest thing to beat the boss, right? Mm-hmm. This maybe is their first game?
It is, actually. This is Sectordub, the publisher's first ever game that they've done.
Okay. That then, you know, like, I can sort of see, I can see that it's their first game. I don't think that's necessarily bad. I did enjoy it. I think there's a lot of really cool things with the physics, with the music, with the art style. Even the story is, like, it's pretty good, has really good dialogue. It's very funny. Like, it kind of in some ways reminds me of, like, Night in the Woods, as good as dialogue. Like, there's some...
If it were a
stuff.
Longer game,
yeah,
maybe?
It is kind of short,
like you,
for story mode.
How long did you play it before you this last time you played it?
Maybe 2 hours.
Okay, so that's about 5 hours that you spent in the story mode.
Yeah, ish.
Ish.
Maybe, yeah, it's really not, I don't feel that long. Actually, maybe not even, maybe an hour, now that I think about it. It's not, once again... It's fine that it's a short game. Like, I don't hold that against it. I don't hold that against it that it's their first game. I just kind of see that I can see that, right?
Yeah. And it pays a lot of homage to a lot of other games as well. Like, you had this digging puzzle had to do that reminded me of Mr. Do.
Or, like, Dig Dug?
Yeah, or Dig Dug.
Yeah.
That was... really quite cool.
Like,
and
older SNES games. And this this is on the Switch and I believe the PC Mac.
It is available on Steam for those who don't have a Switch.
Yeah, so I got it on the Switch because we have the Switch and I no longer have... Well, I'm sure my PC works, but I don't want to deal with that.
It'd be a lot of physics for that poor computer to deal with.
It would not. It would lower the quality of Pico Deco. Like, it's pretty simple in the first place, but it looks nice. I do like some of the little, like, it has little, you know, there's definitely bits where you have to do, like, I don't want to say fetch quests. What is, like, just items? Like, there's a bunch of little bugs you find everywhere that are, like, a different kind of pixel than everything.
They were
right?
Very cute.
And it's sort of like you have to go, it's sort of like you seek them out, kind of. And it'll just be, you don't actually see them. It'll sort of be like, you know, you magnify glass them up and then you can see them. But I like that. There's also trophies, which here's one thing I loved about it. It gives me trophies and I love that. They knew that I need that.
And the trophies are really neat in that they're like the only 3D aspect. They sort of have it tilted so that's...
Yeah, there's just 3D objects of, you know, like... At one point, there's this worm that gets really, like, he eats some green liquid. Yes,
mysterious green liquid.
And he got big and gooshy. And you get, like, a little 3D model of him. And it's very cute.
Isn't his name, like, Roger?
Ernie, I think. Ernie the worm. Like, it's cute. I like the aesthetic a lot. I like the music. Some things with the physics are, like, a little wonky. But, like, don't hate it. I enjoyed it.
I'm going to go back and play more of it myself, I think, because it does look super cute. And if you like puzzle solving, this is your game.
Yeah, it has a lot of good little puzzles. And then it also has the co-op or the multiplayer mode where it's specifically puzzle-based. Versus the story mode is not. I kind of wish that you could do, like, a two-player story mode.
That'd be neat.
It would be neat. There might be a little finagling with boss fights, but I feel you could ultimately do it. I did like this game. Yes.
Now, you have also finished another game.
Yes, I finished Kingdom Hearts 3 because I didn't want to be spoiled. I wanted, because I wanted to go back on the internet again and look at things, right? I want to be able to be a part of the world again.
So last week we had just touched on you having played Kingdom Hearts. Well, it was the full episode, but you hadn't gotten anywhere near the end yet.
I don't remember where I was at. Like, I think I had maybe, I did.
Monsters, Inc.
Okay, I was a chunk. No, I think I had gotten almost, I was at the Pirates of the Caribbean level.
Right, okay. So, what do you think of Kingdom Hearts?
Well, it's interesting. Because I kind of feel about it almost the same way, almost the same way as the new God of War. God of War, what, 2018?
Yes.
Where it's, I was sort of like, maybe it'll just be a standalone. But now it's a clear setup. So, like, and here's the thing. Love Kingdom Hearts. I think it's really cool. I like a lot of parts of it. Some of it, I think, is very convoluted and ridiculous and unnecessary. Or, not maybe not unnecessary, but, like, there is a big, big, like, wall to newcomers, and which they did try to fix, I will say. But here's the thing, I feel they left out a huge chunk which is kind of important to, especially the ending of this game. I'm not gonna like spoil it, but I will say it does have to do with a Kingdom Hearts series which is called Kingdom Hearts Key Cross, I feel, or Kingdom Hearts Union Cross. There's four different versions, or four, they're not versions, but they were
installments.
It was a browser game, specifically. It's a 2D Kingdom Hearts browser game that takes place basically before Birth by Sleep, which at this point was sort of the furthest back we had been in the Kingdom Hearts universe. So it takes place before the Keyblade War, which is interesting. But I will say, like, parts of Kingdom 3 has set us up for another million games. That's sort of...
This is good and bad news for those who are big Kingdom Hearts fans, because you thought it could finally be over. You thought you could go on to other games.
Literally, like, I was invested in the series ending and maybe Sora gets retired sort of thing. Like,
he's getting to be quite old. He's, well, like, all of 16.
Yeah,
now.
I was like, Sora's like 16. Which is,
he's
hilarious.
He's ancient by,
like,
protagonist standards.
I know, gosh. But it's just like, I feel that this will be the end of a lot of characters showing up or characters being playable. So I feel like, you know, the Roxas, what's Axel? Jeez, that's sad. I know his name. But
got it memorized?
Oh, man.
I'll see myself out.
Yeah. And Xion. That sort of got nice. Like, there's a bunch of groups that got nicely resolved. And I'm happy about that. And even there was some nice, I'll say, happy things. Like, and Kairi's there. And there was a bunch I enjoyed in the ending. But ultimately, I'm like, I can't believe, like, this is not over. Like, and it's really not over.
See,
like,
Disney needs to make up a lot of money. They can't let the series retire. They can never let any series retire because they have so many live-action films that they've got to fund.
You know what? I doubt this is Disney, actually. I doubt it.
Final Fantasy's bad for this, too, though.
Well, no. It's more, he has an idea. He has, like, a story to tell. And, like, there is a bunch of stuff that, like, once again, with this sort of other whole series of Kingdom Hearts, like the Kingdom Hearts Key. I'm so sorry. There's, like, a million. And then the Kingdom Hearts Cross Key Union or anyway. But that basically this stuff that very well not there eventually was an English version, and it sort of was a story that came in updates, and it does even has a character in it that shows up in Kingdom Hearts 3. And if you haven't played this Kingdom Hearts browser game, you'll kind of be out of the loop partially. They did make a movie, like a CG movie of like all the important parts of Kingdom Hearts.
Unchained X. Does that sound familiar?
I think that's one of them. But there's Union Cross, Unchained X. The X is actually Unchained Key. That always confuses me. There is a thing called the Key Blade that is different from the Key Blades. Whereas this, I know, I'm so sorry.
This is amazing.
But this key is an X. Like, it's a symbol X. The X Blade. But it's not called the X Blade. It's called the Key Blade. Even though there's already Key Blades. I know.
Kingdom Hearts, Key of Blades, Blade X.
Anyway.
X-1999.
There's going to be more with this. It is, to be honest, it's really interesting. Like, I went and looked up a whole bunch about this other Kingdom Hearts game. And, you know, watched the cutscenes and learned about it. And it is really interesting. And now, I will say, parts of Kingdom Hearts 3 make so much more sense, especially certain ending parts, and I sort of understand things now. But I will say I'm really worried about when the next Kingdom Hearts game will come out now.
Well, like, that's it took us 13 years for this one?
Yeah, and I wonder if that was... I wonder and pray and hope that that was Disney intervention and Disney being like... Disney Pixar intervention and was like, you have to make this exactly perfect. I will, however, say I'm fine with more Kingdom Hearts because here are some great options you could have for worlds. Moana worlds.
Be awesome.
Well, I was like, Moana the movie literally has to do with restoring the heart of the ocean. I don't know how much more Kingdom Hearts that is.
Brave World would be cool.
You say that, but I don't believe that Brave will ever be a Kingdom Hearts game because it was not... popular enough, and we've seen that like popular movies become usually like maybe we'll get the cubs the bear cubs as like
summons
maybe
something. 101 Dalmatians world.
I don't see that's too like I guess
too old.
Well, no, I was like regular city. Another one I was gonna say is like Coco though. Like,
oh, that'd be so cool.
Yeah, which deals with, like, the land of the dead. And it would be great, like, because you could very easily make, like, sort of, like, skeleton versions of all the characters, right?
Skeletons gotta have their hearts, too.
Well, like, there's a lot you could do with those two movies. Like, I'm giving, like, those off the top of my head. They're free. I'm just saying... There were some levels I'm disappointed in and some I'm like, we didn't need another Pirates of the Caribbean world. I'm sorry. It's still a fun world and I enjoyed it, but I just don't want to see Johnny Depp's face anymore and things.
Please.
But also I just want something different. Also, I don't know why we got Hercules world again. That's the third time. Well, probably third in the main three, not including every other game. Yeah. Now, I will say they've been to other places and other games for sure. They've been to like Sleeping Beauty World and like places that you didn't go in the main three. But, you know, I'm picky and I want more. I feel there's a lot to do with this. I will say don't give me a Cars universe because I won't play your game then.
That's just one way to stop anybody from wanting to play
the
game.
Like, that's the day Kingdom Hearts died for me. I hope they don't do that.
Carhartts.
No, Megan, please. I do hope that the next Kingdom Hearts games maybe resolve stuff. I don't feel like I kind of want Kingdom Hearts is this far to this to be done. I want it to be like, now we're on to Kingdom Hearts something else, number one. Like, I don't want this to be, I don't want a four. I don't want a four because I know it won't end at a four. Maybe it will end at a five, but I don't know. Like, three is a perfect number to end it on, you know?
Kingdom Hearts 4, Dawn of a New Heart.
I don't want it to be number four. I want it to be something new.
Heart Kingdoms. Anyway, yeah, so you beat Pikanuku, you beat Kingdom Hearts. That's two games that you've beaten last week, and that's actually pretty impressive.
What you beat, Megan?
I beat nothing.
Oh!
Because I have my own reasons.
Okay.
But I did restart Legend of Zelda Between Two Worlds.
Oh, yeah. So okay.
That's a thing.
You didn't not start playing a game.
No, I didn't not start playing a game.
You didn't not. Maybe that's what I mean.
And tomorrow, which is Tuesday, when, yeah, a new game comes out that I didn't even find out about until earlier, which is The Liar Princess and The Blind Prince.
Oh, did I not show you?
No, you didn't.
Oh, really?
I had to find it myself.
Oh, I've 100% watched trailers in like the first 10 minutes of gameplay for this game. That's hilarious.
So I actually really want to check this out because we can get it for either the PlayStation 4 or the Switch. So we can, and it's supposed to be by the same studio that did Yomiwari.
Yeah, it looks very similar. It looks interesting. Like, it's cute. It has that sort of story cutout style. Like, I do believe it's already out in Japan. Like,
I think it's been out since last year, but it's not coming here until tomorrow.
Well, yeah. Like, that's sort of why I'm thinking, like, I didn't watch a playthrough because I was like, it's not 100% in English and I'll wait. But, yeah, no, that's super funny. I've watched bits of it already. It looks beautiful.
It looks
Yomiwari so was scary. Is Yomiwari coming to the Switch?
You know what? We're going to have to keep our eye open for that and whether or not we're
brave
enough to play it.
I don't know if I'd play it. Like, that's the other thing.
You know what? I'm going to wait for it to come on sale on PS4 because I think I could actually make my way through it because it is that cutesy. Maybe?
I don't know.
It still scares me. It's terrifying for being so cutesy.
Well, yeah.
We'll see. We can't even get Resident Evil 2 without being chickens.
Well, you maybe. Like, once again, I keep on thinking about that. I'm like, well, I do want to play Resident Evil 2, kind of, but I wanted to play Kingdom Hearts more. And then I was like, but Alice, would you even play Resident Evil 2? Like, legitimately, I think I'd be too afraid to do that.
We have not even gotten through Resident Evil 1.
I can't play that game. I can't play Resident Evil.
Keep promising that we're going to
like,
try it.
They're like on the easiest level. And I've watched a playthrough of it like several times, so I already got the fear out of me. That's the way I keep safe.
So this weekend, I will pick up a new game. I'll have something truly and solidly new to talk about next week.
Is it going to be Hitman?
No.
Okay.
I'm just going to say that right now. No.
Okay.
All right, everybody. That's everything we got for you for this week. You keep slacking and have yourself a good long weekend coming up.
Bye.